from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jordan Delco marches on. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ikey, how we doing?
Spike, Jackie Baseball, two Delco boys. Holla at your boy.
Well.
Hold on, Jack's not a Delco boy?
No. Jack's a fraud Delco.
Oh, no. I thought you were a Delco boy, man.
No. It's Chester County all day. Love Delco.
Born in Delco.
But please, everyone's trying to get to Chester County.
Oh, what? My father-in-law, right in front of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, what a moment. What a moment.
That's how you know you're in Delco.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
You know, Val, born and raised in Drexel Hill.
So
we are at the...
So she does not like me? She's Upper Darby, right?
Well, she doesn't mind when I say she's from Drexel Hill. She does not like when I say she's from Upper Darby.
Okay, so Val's from Upper Darby.
Yeah, even though Drexel Hill is in... Upper Darby. Anyway, we are at the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexel Brook for Tour de Delco, which is brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right.
Oh,
Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. So we'll be here until 6 o'clock.
Nice 6:40, actually.
6:40. Well, Jack will be here until 6:40. If you want to see me or Ike, you'll get here by 6 o'clock. He's doing leading off. Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks will be here at 3 o'clock. We will have an interview for the new position of Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Commissioner at 4:30. That won't be in person, though. That one will be on the phone. Ben Davis is lurking around here because we're in Delaware County.
The most handsome man in Delaware County.
Very handsome, very tall. Yes. There's also a couple of puppies here with Providence Animal Center.
Man, yes.
The one was giving me I'm a sucker for the puppy giving you a kiss or whatever. I love that. I know you're not a kiss man with the dogs.
No offense. I don't need dogs licking on my face or anything.
I don't mind it at all. Cool. So they'll be here if you and the dogs are for adoption. And once again, if somebody comes here adopts one of the dogs, I'll pay for the adoption fee.
There we go.
But thank you to Providence Animal and thank you to Visit Delco PA. And of course, thank you to everyone at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar for hosting us. So here we go. So it's a big series that starts tonight. I would say the biggest series for the Phillies that we've had in a while. Dodger series was obviously very big, but a series against the Braves with the division lead at what, 6.5 games, 7 games?
Seven
games. Mm-hmm. The Braves with several different injuries. There's truly no reason why we should have any fear for losing the division. But then there it is, right there in our face, if this series goes poorly. But I'm thinking about the Braves and thinking about the Phillies and in terms of the rivalry. And at this point, I think Phillies-Braves is the best rivalry in Philadelphia sports. I think for a rivalry to be truly clicking on all cylinders, both the teams need to be good or both the teams need to be bad, right? You have to be playing for the same thing. Not only are the Braves good, Braves won the World Series a few years ago. We played the Braves in consecutive playoffs, and the Braves have been not just good over the last several years, but basically good my entire adult life. So the Phillies and Braves both good at the same time. Also, we played them the last 2 years in the playoffs. Also, I tend to think our fans and Braves fans do not like each other at all, which is another good thing in a rivalry, is when both sides consider it a rivalry. And then I started thinking about, okay, well, what was even close? And the first thing that pops to mind is obviously Eagles-Cowboys. I just don't think that the Cowboys thing, maybe because of their futility in the playoffs, I sort of feel like the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry is something that we do out of tradition and something that we say, but almost like that we're like a costume or something, that we go into it once a week, we chant Dallas sucks. But to me, the rivalry with the Braves, the Phillies and the Braves, considering where they both are, considering the stakes, considering what the playoffs have been like, Phillies and Braves have the best rivalry in Philadelphia sports right now.
Well, that's almost impossible to be true. The Eagles are the most important team in the city.
Sure.
So they have to be a part of what is the biggest rivalry in the city. So here's what I'll say to you. Now, I've always been an Eagles-Giants rivalry guy.
Right.
I dislike the Giants. That was the team when I played, gave us the most problems. We had sort of that love. Hey, you've heard Tiki and I go back. Like we,
yep.
There was a – we talk about having that mutual feeling for each other. A healthy respect, but also a healthy hatred. Yeah, that was reciprocated amongst Eagles-Giants players, not just fans, players during that time. But I can't – just because something matters to me more doesn't mean that is the growing sense of the entire fan base.
Right.
And I don't care how much the Dallas Cowboys and their stinking fans primarily try to – downplay the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry, it is actually flipped. You know why? Because Cowboy fans are actually jealous of the Philadelphia Eagle fans and the Philadelphia Eagles organization. Why wouldn't they be? I don't care that the Cowboys are worth $10 billion. What do their fans get out of that? Their fans don't get anything out of that. The players are rich. The owner is rich. Their fans get let down every year. So they're jealous of how we've had success, sustained success, have won a championship in recent memory, have gotten back to another Super Bowl, countless NFC championship games. They can't even get out of the first round. They've won three playoff games since 1995, I believe. Three or four, I believe, since 1995. So I say that to say, as much as the Cowboys try to downplay us, they are envious of us. And that just makes the rivalry that much better, because to the fans in this area, it will always be the Cowboys to them, number one. And the Cowboys trying to downplay us just means that it hurts them even more that we are where we are right now. So to me, I would say the Giants, but I know the fans will always tell you it's the Dallas Cowboys.
215-592-9494. Is Phillies-Braves the best rivalry in Philadelphia sports? You know, one thing that you just said there that I think – makes the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry a little bit less intense is part of why you were saying that it's more from their side is the fact that they have not won anything in 30 years. And part of it, to me, it has made the rivalry less intense. Now, maybe,
they've been good, though.
They've been good.
They've been good for the last decade. So it's been back and forth on a division. If you look at the overall record, they may have the better overall record over the last 10 years.
Regular season.
I mean, yeah. I meant head-to-head.
Head-to-head,
I'm
right.
I'm saying head-to-head.
But I think for me, and again, maybe it's just because I was younger or maybe because rivalries were better. But to
well,
me,
they were definitely better when we were younger.
When I think about the Cowboys-Eagles in the 90s or even the early 2000s, to me, that is when I felt a true hatred from Eagles fans for Cowboys. And I think maybe the fact that they have failed over and over again has made them, I don't know, maybe the answer is they're less of a threat.
I was going to say, don't say sympathetic.
No, but
we're stomping on them.
No.
Stomp on the cockroaches.
No, I think maybe,
you feel bad for the Cowboys? Is that what you said?
No. I just think people maybe think of them as less of a threat. and
no one's afraid of the Cowboys.
Right. And yeah. And where's the Braves?
Really?
No one's afraid of the Cowboys.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't say afraid, only because we know that what they're going to do in the end.
Exactly.
Right. But the Cowboys are good every year. I mean, they have a good regular season every
year. I know,
year.
But can they mix in a championship to make this well, this rivalry even
I
fun?
I don't need them to mix in a championship.
No. No, it would make the rivalry important again.
Well, yeah, truthfully, I think the fact – okay, so mm-hmm. – If the Phillies played the Braves in the playoffs, even the Braves as dismantled as they are, there would be a fear, I think, inside of every Philadelphia fan that we're going to lose to the Braves. Whereas when we
you think so?
I think so. I think the Braves have something about them that makes them sort of a more worthy rival and a more worthy opponent than the Cowboys are. And that's... What was it? Oh, that was a dog.
That's a dog.
Yeah, that's okay. I asked for that. Yeah, I asked for that.
Did you think that was us?
No, well, I didn't
Did
know.
Do you think one of us is barking?
Well, Francisco I thought it was at barking. Home. Every once in a while when I'm doing the podcast at home, Rebel or something will bark. So it gave me. It makes me feel like I'm at home. Jack, what do you think? Where are you on that?
Where are you going, Mr. Hockey?
Yeah.
Penn Flyers.
Yeah.
It still holds up, man. Yeah, Sidney Crosby. No, it's obviously Philly's Braves. Like, Philly's Braves has the most.
Obviously. Yeah. I would put Sixers Celtics over no, Philly's but Braves.
We don't ever beat the Celtics.
The Celtics are
That's
our daddy.
Why we hate them.
No.
I would actually put Sixers Knicks at this point over Sixers
that's
Celtics.
That's a good one.
The stinking yeah. Knicks.
Yes. Because we're at the same level. Yeah. The Celtics just wanted.
We're on the same level.
Well, yeah, nobody gets past the second round. It's a real rivalry. The Celtics is not a real rivalry. They're the best team in the NBA. They won a championship.
I don't like the way that sounds.
It's the truth, man. We lose them three times in the playoffs over the last 7 years.
Say it with me. Like, real. Say it with me. The Celtics are our daddy.
Yeah.
Paul George is ending that.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. All... And Yabusele. Yabusele revenge spot against the Celtics.
So you think Braves Philly?
It's the best because there is that little bit of angst. There's a little bit of angst.
Where's the hatred at there? Other than the that'll boy harp. Now, that was pretty cool last year.
I hate Riley. I hate Acuna. I used to hate Freddie Freeman. I used to hate Brian McCann. Chipper Jones. We hated Chipper Jones.
See, those are all the old Braves.
Yeah.
But it goes back.
Strider. We hate Strider. I hate Strider. I hate A.J. Minter. No one else hates A.J. Minter. Well, I hate A.J. Minter.
I mean, when we think about the Cowboys that we hate outside of Dak,
and
right?
Dak's fake.
I hate them all.
No, you don't.
A lot of them from 25 years ago. Do.
Zeke's Jerry a fullback.
Jones, we hate them all.
Yeah. Zeke's a fullback now. No one's afraid of Zeke. Like that.
I was not afraid of him. I'm just saying, anything with the star on the helmet.
I
hate the fact that we signed DeMarco Murray.
Well, that was bad.
Yeah, exactly.
That didn't end well.
I tried to explain this to people last year, but Eagles-Cowboys has lost the juice.
Nope. And
I think
told
a little
last
bit.
Last year it didn't.
I think
and
a
Seth
little bit.
Joyner tried to tell me.
Yeah.
I think he was
wrong.
But he's thinking about 30 years
wrong.
Ago, too.
No.
He's thinking about 30.
You mean to tell me that Sunday night game against the Cowboys didn't hurt?
What? You lose to him. We lose to him every year.
Oh, yeah. My God.
All right.
And the city survives.
215-592-9494. What is the biggest rivalry in Philly sports? I say Philly's Braves
if they
right
were to
now.
Sweep us, we would not survive. Because you say we lose to them every year. Yeah, we beat them every year also.
Yeah.
It's a split every year.
Losing both of them would not be good. So I say Philly's Braves is the new best rivalry in Philly sports. Jack agrees. Ike personally feels Giants.
I like the Giants rivalry better. But it's the Cowboys. I know fans want the
Cowboys.
Well,
the Giants are dead, too. I mean, seriously. It's Daniel Jones, man.
Yeah. As a
they still have managed to win two Super Bowls somehow.
Look, as a Giants fan deep in my heart,
I'm
just kidding. I'm just kidding. Corey in Columbus starts us off. I'm obviously
do not
kidding.
Do that, man.
I'm just kidding.
Cut that audio.
We've been heading in the right path, and there you go with this.
Give it a year. Give it a year, and that'll do it. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, it's Eagles-Cowboys, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, my ass.
The problem is because with the Eagles and the Cowboys, like, it's not like we dominate them. When we play the Braves, yeah, they might get us in a regular season, but when they see us in the playoffs, they know what's up. They can't beat us, but it's like if the Eagles and the Cowboys played in the playoffs in, like, let's say the first or second round, something like that, don't tell me people ain't going to be nervous or the edge of their seat worried. Because the Eagles-Cowboys game usually come down to the wire or they have blown us out. Now, listen, I can speak from experience. I know what it's like to dominate a rivalry and then a team just come out of nowhere and start whooping you.
Michigan State is not Ohio State's rival.
Hold on, bro. Hold on.
Michigan State is not Ohio State's rival.
And then they just know how to win a season. Slid
that in there,
man. That will stab you in your side. I know what it's like. So, listen.
But, But, Corey, the one thing you said there, you said if the Eagles played the Cowboys in the playoffs, if. But the problem, but look, the thing with the Phillies and the Braves is they have played in the playoffs.
And sure.
The Cowboys and the Eagles haven't played in the playoffs since I was in high school.
Well, this might be the only time the Eagles and the Phillies, the Braves and the Phillies have met in the playoffs, right? The last two times.
93 was the last time.
Okay. Years, and we beat them back-to-back years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they won a World Series in 21, so they always have that over us.
Yeah, because remember the Braves were in the West. They were the NL. They were not the NL East.
Yes,
Well, the Cowboys are still in the NFC East,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
Right now, the Eagles dominate, right? We got the Super Bowl. We got the NFC Championship games. But like I just said, I know what it's like. Let the Cowboys somehow get there one time or pray to God that it don't happen. They win one.
Yeah, think about that. Yes. Think about that. What would hurt more, the Braves winning the World Series or the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl?
Exactly. What do you rather?
That's all you need to know.
Can I ask you this? How much would it hurt this year if the Braves won the World Series? With all the injuries.
If you took a poll and asked everyone, if we had to bear one of the other.
Well, that's fair.
The Braves winning the World Series or the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl? They would tell you, go ahead and let the Braves win the World Series.
And the Celtics just won a championship. And we still talk about the Sixers is the best team. So that don't matter. That ain't even a ride. We don't even care about the Celtics. I'm just letting you know. If the Cowboys win a Super Bowl, I might be an APB out for me. I can't have Michigan and Ohio State. I mean, Michigan and the Cowboys walk around with no chips. Nope. Y'all ain't going to be able to find me for a while. It ain't close.
Well,
All right, Corey.
You know this, Corey.
All right, Corey.
This will be Ryan Day's last year at Ohio State.
Oh, that's between you and him. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. He'll be getting fired after this year.
So we have another spot to dole out in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Now, of course, we want people who are dedicated to the league. You have to be able to come to the draft next Wednesday as well. So here's what we're going to do. Yesterday, we said, convince us why you should be in the league.
Matter of fact, we need to start telling them what time the draft is and what time they need to be
there. Yeah, I actually don't know what time the draft is. What time is the draft, Jack?
So the Phillies played at 4.
Yeah?
I'd say 5.
5. Okay. 5 o'clock. All right. So they'll have to be there at 5 o'clock. So yesterday, we got our first entry in. It was Scott Newtown, right?
Yes.
So today, in addition to your sports point, you have to tell us why you are a true Philadelphia Eagles fan. Now, you have to think about this deeply. I know there are some answers that are going to come to the top of your head that may not work. Now, Ike has recused himself from the judging, so understand that you will be judged by both Jack and I about your Eagles fan realness.
Yes.
So if you call with your normal sports point and are interested in being in the league and can make the draft, we will ask you, tell us, convince, and it's got to be like 15 seconds or less. Do you think that's a fair amount
sure.
of time? Okay,
yeah,
15
or 30
seconds.
You should be able to tell.
I mean, 30 seconds is awful long. I mean, they would have had a whole call before then.
Well,
we're going to know in 5 seconds whether you're down the right path.
Like, okay. Some things that we don't want to hear, or I don't want to hear. They're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you the biggest Eagles fan.
Yeah.
If you give a real Eagles, like a IGG.
Well, don't give them the answer.
No, I know. But if
wait, what are you doing?
I'm just giving some examples.
Okay.
Leading them in the right direction.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494.
I want real Eagles fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the fake Eagles fans.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Well, real Eagles fans aren't that optimistic all the time.
All the time.
All the time. You got to have some pain in your gut to be an Eagles fan.
A pre-2018 Eagles fan.
Yeah. Chuck from Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What up, Chuck?
Hey, I hate the Cowboys. You hear me? Hate them with a passion. Hate Mike, Jack.
What's
up, Jack? He's trying to get you on his side. Spike, I can't believe you. You're old enough to know this rivalry is still alive, man. Are you kidding me?
I'm old enough to know, but Chuck, I think I'm old enough to know when the rivalry felt more alive than it does right now. Like, to me, tonight's game, I'll let you finish. To me, tonight's game in this series and this team, the Braves, considering, and by the way, it doesn't need to be this. I'm not saying it's the greatest Philly rivalry of all time, but I'm saying right now, the team that I think about as a rival for all of our teams, that there's a real rivalry. Both teams are good, but one team has won a championship recently. The other team has been to a World Series. It is the Phillies and the Braves. The Cowboys had much more intensity to me in the 90s. Like, I think about the Cowboys rivalry from 30 years ago or 20 years ago felt a lot more intense then than it does now to me compared to Phillies Braves.
You just made my point. You know, you can't erase history. You understand what I'm saying? That anger in our fan base still exists. It ain't nothing, no costume we put on. All right? I remember the history. Mm. Tell William Montgomery that. Tell Ron Jaworski that, what you're talking about right now. Tell Randall Cunningham that. Tell McNabb that. Tell
Randall Cunningham played for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Tell Doug Peterson that.
It doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say to you is this, right? You're trying to set a narrative, Jack. I know what you're trying to do. Build the Phillies up to be more bigger and more popular than Eagles. It's not happening.
One day at a time.
History is what makes this rivalry still great.
Well, hold on. Do you still hate Britain?
History is what makes this rivalry still alive. What made Ali and Frazier a great rivalry in the ring, it was history. It's the history that they had, the bad blood they had, okay? That's what makes a great rivalry. It don't matter how bad the Cowboys are. I take great pleasure in still stumping a mud hole in their ass. You understand what I'm saying? So don't sit up here and try to paint a narrative on this radio station like the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry don't matter. It matters.
There's no juice.
Nobody said it didn't matter. I just said it doesn't matter right now the way that the Phillies-Braves matter.
But it does.
But it does. And the history, honestly, the history is part of why I can tell that it doesn't matter. It doesn't feel the same. There was a true anger behind Dallas Sucks 30 years ago. Now people are saying it and laughing. And I truly think it's because both teams are good right now and it can adjust year to year. But I do not feel that same type of intensity with Eagles Cowboys the way that I do for Phillies Braves now. Well, Phillies fans and Braves fans hate each other.
Listen, let me tell you something, Spike. I can't speak for everybody, but what I say is this, right? I hate the Cowboys. I remember those 90 teams that used to come in and vet and kick the door down and laugh in our faces. You know what I'm saying? I remember the days where, you know, they were the team that prohibited us from getting where we wanted to go. I remember those teams, man. And I take, like I said, I take great pleasure now that we're able to be the franchise that we are and be better than what they are. Mm-hmm. That pickle juice game changed everything. I remember moment where I was at when that game happened, man. When you speak to a true Eagles fan, and I ain't talking about no fan of Philadelphia that just sell their Sixers tickets. I'm not talking about that fan. I'm talking about the fan from the 700 level at the vet who was selling through a party ticket from their hard-earned money that they worked for to go down there just to see the Cowboys or the possible chance of the Eagles beat the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that fan. You know what I'm saying? The fan that would wait out in the ice cold weather just to see the result of the Eagles possibly beat the Cowboys. I remember those teams, man. And that will never, ever be from my mind. Whenever that game comes up in a week, and it's Cowboys week, my blood boils. You know what I'm saying? I think about the Cowboys when we going into the season. I don't care how bad they are. Because I take great pleasure in where we are right now as a franchise opposed to where they are. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Chuck, so Chuck last this, thing.
Speak for yourself.
Go ahead.
But do not speak for every fan in Philadelphia. These fans right now are millennial fans. They don't know the history.
Bunch of Jack Fritzes. Yeah.
Dude, millennials are like 40. At this point.
Yeah, millennials, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit older. Here, Chuck.
Like, I'm on the bottom end.
Chuck, here's the last thing, and you'll be able to answer this maybe next time, but we received a photo of you from another listener, and it's an actual photo, it's not digital, of you wearing a Cowboys jersey. Can you explain that?
Yeah, you can kiss my ass. You ain't never seen me in a Cowboys jersey.
I'm telling you, there is a photo of you wearing a Cowboys jersey.
I ain't buying it, Chuck.
Not buying it, Chuck.
I am not
a
buying
number
that.
Eight jersey.
It's a classic Spike radio bit.
No, it's a number 8 jersey. You're pointing to the 8 with the thumbs up.
You said we them boys.
Hey, let me say something. Spike, I'm not your father. You would never be able to. I can't explain. I would never be able to explain myself. You know what I'm saying? In the city of Philadelphia, if they caught me in a Cowboys, I'd rather die before I wear a Cowboys uniform. And that's a fact.
Are you trying to get in the league?
Yeah. Hey, listen, all right, Chuck. What's up?
I was in the league last year. But the reason why I am the best I'm the best Eagles fan in the world because I take a leak on a Cowboy symbol anywhere in the world. That's why.
Dump that. You got to dump that.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you, Chuck.
You got to dump that?
Yeah.
Why?
You can't. Did you get it? Hopefully you got it.
Yeah, I dumped it.
Why?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You can't talk about doing something on something else.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a very... I learned all these things about what
well,
you can.
I trust you.
Yeah. I'm right on that one. Okay.
I'm right on that.
Yeah.
This is his show.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well,
I'm right on FCC
right
stuff.
On that. That's why I said I'll trust him.
Disagree. We endorse it.
Disagree. Get out of here. All right. Coming up next, we will continue this conversation. Also, Kirk Cousins got to pick out the music playlist for Atlanta Falcons practice, and they published the playlist. We will talk about what is on there.
Just because he's a Spartan dog, don't mean I agree with everything.
Yes, we'll run them by you. We'll run them by you.
Three-time captain.
Yeah, so we are at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar in Drexel Brook in Drexel Hill for Tour de Delco, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at Visit Delco PA. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What? From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Edit, are we playing of this? It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Music guy Spike getting worked up.
Well, he took out the words out of the song. Took the words out of the song. We're at Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexel Brook for Tour de Delco, brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. 2SB Brewing Company also here. Look like they have some samples back there. A couple of samples.
Yeah, had to turn them down.
So, well, yeah, 5 o'clock.
I know.
5
I know.
O'clock, even though you have to do...
They were looking at me.
Yeah. They have an IPA there. I know, you know you're an IPA's man.
Uh-huh.
So before we get back to the rivalry conversation, I mentioned Kirk Cousin got to pick out the practice playlist for the Falcons for his birthday. Now, that song we just played was on the playlist. I would approve of that. That is The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Great song. Huh?
I think, I think you would recognize it.
Nah, I don't know any of the music.
Yet. All right.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I think some of these you would recognize. So I think my criticism of it is that they're all very like... He just picked the obvious songs from all of the bands. You know, like, so Killers, he has Mr. Brightside and Somebody Told Me. The All-American Rejects, he has Move Along and Dirty Little Secret. What else? Green Day, he has The Holiday. Blink 182, All the Small Things.
Yeah.
It's like...
Three Doors Down, Kryptonite.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. He's like, no, obviously I love the radio, but it sounds like a guy who's never listened to a song that wasn't on the radio.
After 2000.
Yeah. 2005, 2006 seems like the edge here.
It's very Kirk Cousins.
Or,
yeah, it's fine. Okay.
You said it's a playlist that was for practice.
Yes.
So he's playing the hits as opposed to going into an album and you having your own personal songs that you like. Hmm. He's more or less playing the hits from the groups.
Spike wants deep cuts.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't go deep into a – like I'm not going to go deep into Tupac's Crate or DMX. I'm going to play the hits that everybody knows.
Man, hit him up at practice?
Well, no, that would
gonna,
go
that
over.
Probably not going to work at practice.
No, you don't think so?
A lot of bleeps.
Yeah, a lot of bleeps.
Well, no, they don't care about the bleeps.
Well,
so much.
If you're in the Northeast, might not work as well either. Yeah. So, when you were at practice, you just wanted something up tempo and songs that you knew. Is that pretty much it?
Well, here's the funny thing. So, Andy didn't do music when I was here. So, when I was in Atlanta, Jim Moore Jr. did music at practice during the warm ups. Or what have you. We didn't have music blasting all during practice.
Okay.
So that became more of a thing over the past decade or so, where more coaches became more accustomed to allowing that to happen.
Yeah, I remember what a big deal it was when Chip would have the music during practice?
And it was around that time. That was around when it first started becoming something. Coaches trying to relate with their players.
Oh, that's Chip Kelly's specialty, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of when it started.
Yeah, that's when
young Elliot Shore Parks is breaking down the playlists.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes,
that
yes
was his...
I do remember the whole playlist thing, yes. I do remember that.
So stupid.
Elliot he's always in the forefront.
Yes, he's an engagement guy.
We want to prove how much music he knew.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. Is Phillies Braves currently the best rivalry in the city? What do you think the poll is at there, Ike?
I would say no, at about 80%.
73%.
Ah, 73.
I feel like there's a little energy toward yes. I know it's only 27%, but I do feel like that's a bigger number than you would normally see in Philadelphia. I'm excited for this series for Braves Phillies. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm just
excited for the series. Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, their star players aren't there.
Right. But they're still right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 215-592-9494. Bam in Upper Darby. You're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
Yo, Spike, Ike, and Jackie Baseball. What's going on? I'm on my way.
There we go.
I'm on my way to you guys right now.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You're an Upper Darbysman, right? Yes,
yeah,
you are.
Sure. Yes, I'm on my way.
How's
here
the
now
tattoo looking? That's why we're here.
Yeah.
It's coming.
All right.
Yep. And Jack, don't get it wrong. I ain't forget you. You know that little game called Jack with the ball and the Jack.
Wait, what?
He has no idea what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Right?
I don't even know if Spike knows. You remember the game Jax?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, where you
throw the
pick
ball
up
in
the
air and pick up Jax. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got that symbol. I'm getting that symbol on me.
Oh my God, Bam! This is getting concerned.
Is it in your lower back?
Yeah, are you going to get a tramp stamp?
Oh,
a
God,
Jack
no
tramp stamp? Yeah.
No.
So what do you think the biggest rivalry is, Bam? You think it's Phillies Braves now?
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be Sixers Knicks.
I'm telling you, that's where I would go. I would go Sixers Knicks after Eagles Cowboys.
Oh, would you stop?
This whole Phillies Braves thing.
Oh, stop.
I mean, you would go Sixers Knicks over Phillies Braves?
I mean, not Sixers Knicks. I meant Sixers Celtics.
Nah, man.
That's where I would go. Not Sixers Knicks, no.
Us saying that Sixers Celtics is a rivalry feels so pathetic, man. They beat us every time.
So?
They're in a different class.
So?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, listen. When you bring up the Cowboys rivalry from the 90s, how many of those games were the Eagles winning?
Not very many.
Yeah.
Not very many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So sometimes the rivalry and the hatred stems from not being able to get past the hump. It's not as if we haven't been right there with the opportunity to beat these guys.
You think?
Like, I mean, Iguodala missing a layup in game 7. In Boston, you think I remember that, do you?
There you go.
We had a chance to send that game with the overtime, right?
We did. Remember, that was the game where we got Paul Pierce fouled out.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, Rondo's hitting threes in that game.
So, it goes back to the end. So, I'm just saying, I understand the whole Philly Braves thing. I'm, for me, Celtics are right up there for me with the hatred right after the Cowboys and the Giants for me. That's just how I am with the teams.
What, so you think Sixers Celtics above Phillies Braves for you?
I would go Sixers Celtics above Phillies Braves.
That sounds like a Twitter poll.
Yeah, it sounds like another Twitter poll. There you go. Thank you for the Bam. Appreciate you, brother.
See you soon, Bam. See you soon.
Go find one of these Twitter
polls. Oh, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
My Phillies point. I think we got this series in the bag, man. We're gonna put the, like Joe, I think Joe the camera said it. We're gonna be putting the coffin on the nail on the coffin today. This series.
We better be. I appreciate the call, Bam. Ben was around. Let's get Ben Davis up here. Jack, could you?
Yeah,
Ben, he was right over there. This series is. Look, I think we need to win the series, obviously.
We better win this series.
But in terms of the National League East, this series is only ends up being specifically meaningful in the National League East if somebody sweeps the other team.
Right.
Just from a number standpoint,
yeah,
right? Because if the Braves win 2 of 3, then they're down six games instead of seven.
Yeah, still got a ways to go.
We win 2 of 3, it's 8 games instead of 7. But, you know, you go in and you sweep them, all of a sudden it's a 10-game lead.
Right.
That's a much, much different thing.
Or if they sweep you.
And then it's 4. Let me tell you, we get swept by the
Graves. We explode if that happens.
And you know, as of DeCamera's confidence about putting them in a coffin, let's see how confident everybody is if we lose tonight. Because if we lose tonight, I know it's just one game. There are going to be people who are not confident at all. Like, the sky is going to be falling.
You can't lose with Zach Wheeler on the mound.
They certainly shouldn't win the first game.
Yeah.
Or shouldn't lose the first game.
Yeah.
Ben Davis.
Benjamin.
Wow. We have another Delco. We have twice in 2 weeks.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. When
I am so fortunate.
When we
seriously,
go to.
Man, you look TV ready.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
I
man.
Ready.
Yeah, you look TV
well,
ready.
And he's
bro.
Not messing up the hair. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you got the headphones underneath instead of over the top.
Believe
looks
it.
TV ready, man.
Yep.
So
I got enough product in here. I don't think it's going to.
Yeah. So you know. Obviously, it is just one series of 50, however many series there are in a baseball season. But as far as bigness, this Phillies Braves series, you know, scale of 1 to 10, how big do you think it is?
I think it's like a 7.
Yeah,
I do. I just think there's a lot to lose, but there's an awful lot to gain as well. Obviously, if they can get 2 out of 3, I think these feel very happy with that.
Yep.
They got their guy going tonight for them, the Phillies and Zach Wheeler. So you got to like their chances anytime he takes the mound. And the way that the Phils have been swinging the bats better lately, they're playing better baseball.
The other thing that we never really talk about, and I think as the season plays out, we will put a lot more concentration on, is the Phillies getting one of those two top seeds and getting a bye in the first round. At this point, they're in that spot, but they're only a game out of not being in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the teams that get byes having some, you know, bad performances over the last several years, how important do you think them getting a top two seed is?
I think it would be nice just to give the guys a little bit of a breather for a few days. That being said, it didn't hurt them the last 2 years. You know, going into those series, I mean, they beat up on the Cardinals in 22, and then last year, advancing again to the NLCS. So I don't think it's that imperative that they get those days off, but it definitely would help from a physical standpoint.
Yeah, I think this will be an interesting year or two if those teams fail again, whether baseball decides to mix that up and that sort of, you know, going cold for that week ends up actually hurting.
That would be too much of a coincidence if that happened.
Take
for instance last year, you have the Dodgers. They go out in the first round. Mookie Betts, arguably the best player in baseball. And Freddie Freeman, arguably one of the best hitters in baseball. The two of those guys had combined 3 hits in that first series, and they're bounced. They're gone. Done.
Yep.
3 hits. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me that little layoff didn't have anything to do with that. So, but I agree with that. That's a very good point, Spike, about if that happens again. Like, MLB is going to have to take a look at that and say, this can't happen anymore.
Yeah, I know they want parity, but they also don't want the best teams losing the first round every year either.
Right.
You know, they want everyone to feel like they have a chance, but it sort of would get to the point where it feels like if you're really, really good, you have worse of a chance, which is not what you want either.
And then if you have, good national teams like the Dodgers, like the Yankees, these guys are getting bounced, their ratings are going to go down. They're not going to want that either.
Yeah.
So.
Now, that may be a reason they may switch it up.
It always comes down to the almighty
yes.
dollar, doesn't it, Mike?
About some of these markets, these TV markets. But for me, I got to tell you, just as a baseball fan or just as a sports fan, I kind of like the idea of the unknown happening, right? I mean, baseball is a long season. And I watch a team win 115 games all season long. What type of fun is that knowing that they should win the World Series?
Right.
I like the idea of the hot team that's fought and clawed its way to the playoffs coming in hot. And now they normally aren't as talented as that best team. And if that best team can't, for lack of a better way of saying it, can't get going, let me put it that way, can't get going knowing that they're in the playoffs, then that's on them. Like, we wouldn't have made the World Series if this wasn't in place 2 years ago. Arizona was a great story that made the World Series as a team that got hot late, and they were able to capture that and take that to the World Series. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, my pushback would be it shouldn't be a punishment to get a bye. But my only thing is whether it's actually – we don't know whether actually being off – how much of an effect it happens yet. I think we're just like sort of we can guess, we can sort of, but the thing that they don't want is they don't want the best team to be at a disadvantage, because then all of a sudden you don't want to be punished for winning a lot of games. So while I agree
don't
with
they already have the advantage by having the best players? Like, Arizona got there not because they had a $250 million roster. They played great baseball late in the season. They played what we call old school baseball, and it's what got them there. And some of these rosters with guys making $300 million on it, and to me, they got it like the Dodgers. Don't mind watching the Dodgers. I look at the Dodgers, and I'm like, that's an all-star team, the Yankees. Like, that's an embarrassment of riches to me for you to have that caliber of talent on your team and for it to be chalk for you to get to the World Series.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it should be chalk, but I also don't think it should be a disadvantage to be good.
I agree with that point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And they'll never – I don't know how they will actually figure it out.
I don't know how they would fix it. Well, unless you just take away the bye week.
You could do that. And then the other thing that I think about is, to me, the NCAA tournament is actually not as fun now because too many underdogs win. Like, it doesn't feel like a shock anymore when an underdog beats an established team.
Sure.
So you want to keep some of that specialness with when a Diamondbacks beats a Dodgers or something, or the Diamondbacks beat the Phillies, that you want it to be like an, oh, my God, that was really something.
Right.
Not a, oh,
not
of course
norm.
They lost because the team that gets the bye always loses.
Well, and you also don't want to devalue the regular season.
Right.
You want it to be.
How can you devalue? It's 162 games.
Right.
But a lot of these teams aren't. I feel like they're all in the same. They're all bunched up together.
That's what baseball wants.
I agree. Yeah. The one difference.
They'd rather have 20 teams still in the playoff hunt than to have two-thirds of the league already decided that they're not getting in the playoffs and there's no reason to finish out the season.
Right. Well, and the other thing now is that essentially there's like five teams in the National League that all have the same record. Mm-hmm. So at this point, there's not very much that would be an upset. It's not an upset if the Phillies lose to the Padres. I'm sorry. It's just
not.
It's not an upset if they lose to the Brewers.
Yes.
It's not an upset if they lose to the Dodgers. It's not. So most of those. So we've been talking about the Phillies-Braves rivalry. Where do you think it sits in the hierarchy of Philadelphia rivalry? It feels like the best one to me, the best Philadelphia rivalry.
I would say that's the Eagles-Cowboys.
Come on, Ben! Come on, Ben!
It's dead.
A true Delco man right there, man.
It doesn't. Well, true Delco. Half the Delco are Cowboys fans. What are we talking about here? There's a lot of Cowboys fans.
Did you hear that?
Bro, there's a lot. I grew up here. There's a lot of Cowboys fans in Delco.
Oh, my
there's
God.
There's a lot of Cowboys fans in Delco. I'm just saying it. It's true. I lived here.
Everybody looking at us like, what the hell are you talking about?
There they are. There are. Maybe not half. There's a lot. I'm telling you.
Go back to North Jersey.
I would say probably the biggest rivalry would be the Tigers and Lions at Aston Middletown Little League.
Well,
you know.
You want to talk about unfair. You want to talk about, it's like, you know, one team's got little fat me playing baseball. The other team's got two MLB draft picks on the same team.
Check the birth certificate.
Stack with their dad as the coach. It's totally unfair. Stack, that was not a rivalry. That was unfair.
I honestly would say Eagles-Cowboys is always going to reign supreme.
Okay.
But I would say Phillies and Braves or Phillies and Mets are at the top.
Oh, yeah. How about Phillies-Mets?
Yeah.
Yeah, Phillies Mets.
I would say I have more with Phillies Mets than Phillies Braves.
There's more of a hatred there.
There's definitely more of a hatred. Yes, I would agree with that.
It just doesn't feel as intense because we don't have the Mets.
Mets aren't as good.
Yeah. There was a chance when they won 100 games a couple of years ago, and it looked like they were on a path to being really good every year. The Phillies Mets rivalry would be fun the same way the Sixers Knicks one is, that they're close. No doubt. I mean, I remember, we all remember Mets fans taking over the Vet and even Citizens Bank Park at times.
As of
too.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They were taking over here.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
For sure.
Damn New York fans, man.
I've never seen anything like that. We had a Phillies game. We were up in the newsroom at the Wells Fargo Center. When that Sixers game ended this year and those fans poured out.
That was unbelievable.
Our jaws just dropped. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
we're just looking outside, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Yeah. But as I said when it happened, the Sixers earned that. Like, the Sixers' failures over the last several years, nobody believed in them. And you can't ask people... Like, I don't blame people for not spending $250 on a playoff ticket.
Yeah, and the tickets were high,
When you – and I'm not – like, the tickets are what they are.
Yeah.
But I don't blame people for not – if two people want to go to a game, it's $400 or $500, and Ben,
they're probably doubling the price, right?
Yeah, Ben, they have not – we talked about this yesterday. The Sixers of this era have not ever beaten a good team in the playoffs.
No.
They've won playoff rounds.
They have not.
But they've never beaten a good team. And I think they just –
Who's the best player we beat?
Russell Westbrook.
When he was with the Wizards.
Wizards. Yeah, it was the Beal Westbrook Wizards.
Yes.
Or we beat Pascal Siakam D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they almost beat Kawhi.
Yeah, that's the big claim to fame, is almost winning. They almost beat Boston last year, beat Kawhi. It's terrible. Well, you passed the Delco test, so I don't have anything on that line for
you. That's what I wanted to bring up today. So I'm driving in, and I missed the Wawa question. Right? The one Wawa, what Wawa does not have a gas station?
Yes.
And literally on my way in today, it ding, 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 and went off the one down the street from O'Hara on Sproul Road.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, where is
it's
the
right
one on?
Right next to Italian Delight.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Right there.
And I think there is that one sort of near where we are now, right off of Route 1. Is it on Bermont or Lansdowne Avenue, or is that one still there, right off of City Line? Do you remember? It's like 50 yards from City Line Avenue. I think it's on Lansdowne Avenue. I'll double check. I'll double check. All right. Well, we appreciate you talking to Phil's with us, man.
Yeah, I love it.
Are you going to get
a puppy? Yeah, you're going to get one of the dogs?
I already have a Sliders at home. He would get very jealous.
Slider.
Slider.
Like that.
Your youngest son's named Mickey. I mean, he's got a real baseball
man.
Baseball
guy, man.
You got to keep it real.
Yeah. I'm trying to lobby for the name Mickey. But Jill shut it down.
It's a great name.
You can't name your kid after Mickey Monian.
I know. So that's the main pushback.
I'm thinking Mickey Mantle.
No. He's thinking Monian.
My boy.
Yeah, it's insulting.
Hashtag why not Mick.
Yeah, why don't you just name him Bust?
Deep breaths
over
there.
What are we going to do here?
I agree.
Also could have named him Bryce. You know.
Well, that's better than Mickey.
But Mickey's a great baseball name.
I'm telling you, Mickey is a good name. What do you get? You just name him Mickey? Listen, or do you name him something and call him Mickey?
You name him Michael and name him Mickey?
You name that kid Bryce, I'm putting you in the head.
I know. I can't do it.
Because then when he demands a trade in 3 years, we're going to have to disown your kid.
So it's like the one time the guy.
Now, you can't go Bryce Miller. Name
or Harper, but
I
like that, Jack.
No,
I like Harper. I like that.
No,
brush your teeth.
Yeah, I like Harper.
If they win the World Series, but not if they don't.
Harper
win the World
Fritz,
Series.
Come
I
on, man.
Like that.
Maybe MV3.
Look, there are a lot of kids in this area named Carson.
I know
who wish their parents would have just relaxed.
A guy.
All you gotta do is show them 2017.
That's right, and start crying a little bit and tearing up a little bit, saying that was a real quarterback.
But kid's almost going to be a valedictorian, right?
We had the guy. Well, if he tore his ACL, he probably did have trouble winning the valedictorian. We had a guy get in the fantasy league because he changed his son's name without his wife's consent at the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not good.
Wow. No, you can't do
that. And it was even worse. It was Carson.
Oh, was it?
It was Carson.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, a guy who is not truly Delco at all.
Not even close.
But we forced him to come to Delco.
Allegedly from Philadelphia.
And I do want everyone to boo him when we introduce him.
He brought out the Prime A soccer shirt. Yeah.
Is he wearing one? The little kid one?
Nice. That's
what
nice.
Is
That's
that?
A good
Cam.
One.
We'll talk about it when
it's a Brazil one. Soccer
oh,
jersey. What are you talking about? No one cares.
Elliot will join us next. He will weigh in on the best rivalry in Philadelphia sports as well. We are at the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar at Drexel Brook for Tour de Delco. It is brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco's a lot, and they're right. Find out all Delco has to offer at visitdelcopa.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.